Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Dublin Bus carries more people every day than any other public or private transport provider on the island of Ireland. It gets a hard time sometimes for its speed and its disappearing or phantom or ghost buses, but it's at the heart of the capital city and is carrying more passengers than ever before. But Dublin Bus is not the master of its own fate. It has multiple buses, including the National Transport Authority, the government of the day, or any one of the four local Dublin authorities. Billy Han is the chief executive of Dublin Bus and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Billy.
Good morning, Joe.
Did you drive in?
I didn't drive in this morning, Joe.
You carried almost 150 million people last year on 116 routes. Is that the most you've ever carried?
Yeah, it's close to 2019 would have been our previous record year. That was around 141 million passengers. And last year we had, as you said earlier, 146 million passengers. And on a peak day, that's 450,000 passengers, which makes us the largest public transport company in Ireland.
Yeah, and so you're not quite at pre-pandemic levels?
No, we are. We've actually surpassed them. We've surpassed them by 5 million. And the good news is that year to date in 2024, we're also 7.8% ahead of what we were in 2023.
So you could go above 150 million.
Exactly. And that bucks the trend in Europe and internationally, because a lot of bus companies have not actually recovered since the pandemic to surpass those numbers. So we're well past that now at this stage.
Are you getting the fleet that you need to get Dubliners around?
Yeah, we certainly are. We have 11,000 buses in our fleet. Approximately 70% of them are diesel, 20% are PAs, and now we're starting to get into the electric vehicles. I should have said hybrid buses.
Yeah,
I'm using bus speak now at the moment. And then we're moving towards the electric bus fleet as well from a sustainability initiative. We've approximately 10% of them within our fleet at this moment.
So about 10% of the fleet are electric buses, and ultimately it will be 100%.
Ultimately, by 2035, the idea is to become zero tailpipe emissions with regards to our vehicles.
Now, there were rumours, of course, that you had all these lovely EV buses, but you didn't have the charging infrastructure, or it wasn't ready, or wasn't planning approved or something.
Yeah, look, I suppose with all projects, and this is a fairly new project for Dublin Bus and for the City of Dublin, there's complexities with it, and there was planning complexities at that particular time. And we have all those chargers installed now, certainly at our Fisborough and our Summerhill depot. They're the first two depots to be electrified. Mm. They're in place now, and we're running electric vehicles from those two depots at this moment.
Okay, now we've kind of alluded to the quangos that you guys have to deal with. What's the story with bus lane cameras? Now, the reason I ask that is because in the UK, where I live for many, many years, if you put your wheel of your car in a bus lane, it is captured by a camera and you'll end up with a fat bill within a week. That is not the case in Dublin, is it?
I'm glad you've raised the point, Joe, because it's a real bugbear of mine. And look, the first point I'll make on this is the car driver has a responsibility not to go into the bus lane when they're prohibited from doing so, right? So that's the first thing. The second thing then is enforcement. We would regularly have complaints from our drivers that there are cars operating in bus lanes. And the problem with that, of course, as we know, is a bus carries approximately 85 people at any given time. A car, on average, is carrying 1 to 2 people. So that car that's in that bus lane when it shouldn't be in there is holding up 85 people. Mm. There are cameras inside the buses and on the outside of the bus. We have 3 on the outside, 11 on the inside. They're not currently being used for...
Allowed to be used, or they're not being used?
No, from a legislative point of view, they're not allowed to be used. Now, there is a work group in place which are looking at this particular possibility of using technology to enhance enforcement. The Transport Infrastructure of Ireland have a task to develop a strategy for that particular task to try and improve road safety, but also take into account the infringement into bus lanes.
Now, I did message the Garda press office 2 full days ago asking about how many people have been sanctioned or fined or whatever for driving a bus lane, and they didn't get back to me in that time, which was disappointing. I also had to deal with TII, Transport Infrastructure Ireland. I had to deal with the National Transport Authority. I had to deal with the Department of Transport. And that gives me small microcosm of the issues that you have, because you've got so many different bosses and people with stakes in the business.
Yeah, look, certainly when it comes to bus lane enforcement, we would be trying to influence decisions on that, because obviously we want the bus lanes to be protected. You know, at the end of the day, that helps with our reliability and our punctuality. So certainly, you know, from a Dublin Bus point of view, look, we're ready and willing to help and support any agency that's going to sort of move this forward.
Yeah. I mentioned that you weren't the master of your own fate. The NTA basically kind of tell you guys what to do. Do they decide which routes you need to operate on and what kind of buses you need to provide?
Yeah, I suppose the National Transport Authority, look, they're a statutory body who've been put in there from the government following European regulation, to be honest with you. They've been put in there to protect and give value to the Exchequer for the delivery of bus services and to protect the customers' needs. So they develop the route network now. Dublin Bus don't do that. So we operate the route network on their behalf, you're as do other operators.
You're kind of told what to do.
I wouldn't say we're told what to do. They're like everybody else. We're a service provider. They're a regulator. We work incredibly closely with them to try and ensure that we both jointly deliver a transport system that's sort of meeting the needs of our customers.
And they report to the Minister for Transport?
They do.
And do you also appear before Oireachtas committees?
We do. So in simple terms, what you have there is you have the government who are setting policy, you have the NTA or developing the strategies, and you have the operators such as Dublin Bus actually implementing those strategies and providing the services to the customer. And of course, we do end up in front of joint Oireachtas committees from time to time.
Okay. Now, often these Oireachtas committees can be kind of platforms for politicians to show that they're tough and all that kind of stuff. But do you think that Dublin Bus gets the support it needs from politicians, given the, you know, hundreds of thousands of people it moves around every day?
I personally think we do. I think it's a good opportunity to acknowledge the really good work that Jack Chambers and that Eamon Ryan has done in the last number of years with regards to investment in public transport, because that's where it really all starts. So you can have all the policies you like, but you need investment in public transport. And that has increased significantly over the last 5 to 10 years, which is really, really positive from Dublin Bus's point of view. So I believe the support is there. Of course, they will, bat on behalf of their constituents. That's what we would expect. But look, all we're trying to do is improve customer service all the time. So getting feedback from politicians is not an issue for ourselves.
Yeah. What about the idea that some people like to take the Lewis and they like to take the Dart, and they have this idea in their head that a bus is slow and cumbersome and uncomfortable?
Yeah, I think that sort of perception is starting to break down now, because we're seeing, as we said, the numbers earlier, people are using buses more and more. They're using public transport more and more, but we're the biggest operator in the country. So the reality is people are voting with their feet and they're getting on their buses and using them. So I think that's more a perception than it is a reality.
What's the difference between a bus lane and a bus corridor and a bus gate?
There's not really a lot of difference, to be honest with you. Basically, they're all areas where buses operate, which are prohibited, you know, from the normal car user. Buses, cyclists and pedestrians and are allowed to use those spaces. The bus corridor tends to be from end to end. So as part of the Bus Connects programme, there'll be 12 new corridors, adding 230 kilometres of bus corridor into the network. The bus lanes tends to be for a smaller section. And a bus gate is where you have the merging of a bus lane and a road in front of it. And it's basically stopping, it's giving priority to the bus to be able to go into the road, and it's stopping the car from going into it at any given sort of time. It's a set of traffic lights to stop and give the bus lane, to give the bus priority to go onto the thing.
But there's no physical gate?
There's no physical, it tends to be a traffic light.
Okay. Now, there was great hullabaloo about Bachelor's Walk and the restriction of traffic on Bachelor's Walk. But I had a look at that, and it's only a minor tweak to what's already in force.
It's minor enough. Certainly from a Dublin Bus point of view, we would have been very proactively supportive of this initiative. It's a suite of initiatives that would be implemented from the Dublin City Council and the NTA over time. It's the start. You know, the reality is it's going to prevent traffic from going from Bachelor's Walk onto Eden Quay and on the south side of the quays. So in reality, what the DCC are trying to do there and the NTA, they're trying to reduce and remove congestion from the city itself. And that is the start of the process. And I suppose once that's up and running and it's working well, then they start implementing the next phases of those processes.
Do you have any problems getting mechanics?
We do have problems getting mechanics. It's really, really hard to get them within Ireland and within Europe. So we're actually in the process of bringing 40 Filipino mechanics into Dublin Bus at this moment in time. About half of them have actually arrived and are starting to be trained out in our depot in Frisburn and Broadstone.
And they need to be an expert in hybrid vehicles, diesel vehicles, and now EVs.
That's correct. And preferably we can get them with that sort of experience beforehand, we will. But if they're only basically car mechanics, we will train them to the level that we need to get them up to speed on the various different areas that you just
spoke
about.
What's the story with Dublin buses disappearing? What is going on? It'll 1 minute be on your app and it'll be on the display at the bus shelter, and then it's gone.
I'm assuming you're talking about the Ghostbusters, Joe. And look, as a user of Dublin Bus myself, this is something which happens from time to time and frustrates me. Unfortunately, the problem is mainly down to the age of the technology. The technology is over 15 years old. The antennas on the buses aren't as sensitive as they need to be. And the good news is that the National Transport Authority, who actually own the buses, they've just awarded a contract to a vendor recently for the replacement of that system. So that will be implemented over the next 2 to 3 years, which will improve the reliability of the RTPI system. Now, what I will say, Joe, is although there is issues with it from time to time, it is independently audited by the National Transport Authority and the accuracy of is running around 96%, which, believe it or not, actually benchmarks reasonably favourably against our European counterparts. But look, as a CEO of Dublin Bus, I'd like it to be about 100% to 99%.
Final question. When is the tap-in, tap-off with your bank card going to come into force?
Again, the National Transport Authority have just awarded another contract to another vendor with regards to ticketless payments and with regards to cashless payments. And that is going to be operating within the next 2 to 3 years also.
Billy, thanks for coming in. That's Billy Hahn there, the Chief Executive of Dublin Bus. Back in-
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.